You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Well, Tommy Lloyd is staying the Arizona men's basketball head coach ahead of Arizona's Final Four matchup against the Michigan Wolverines, which is the first Final Four appearance in 25 years for the Arizona Wildcats. Tommy has announced that he is coming back and he will be the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, despite the North Carolina Tar Heels looking to get Tommy Lloyd. We're going to be talking about Tommy Lloyd's return, the significance of it, just really, you know, the last week or so, and then we'll also be previewing a little bit of the Arizona versus Michigan game. Huge thank you, as always, to our amazing sponsors, our amazing sponsor, Pima Federal Credit Union. Whether you're having your first car, buying a home, or growing your business, Pima Federal puts your goals first. They offer personalized solutions, competitive rates, and expert guidance every step of the way, because at Pima Federal, banking isn't just about money, it's about you. Go to PimaFederal.org for more information. All right, so we're in Indianapolis. I'm Justin Spears, here with my guy Bruce Pasco, Arizona Basketball Insider. Bruce, I know you are just absolutely swamped right now. You are a content machine, pumping out story after story after story, videos, all that. But man, the big news coming out of Indianapolis is Tommy Lloyd saying that he is staying at Arizona. Now, there have been conversations about Michael Jordan giving him a phone call, trying to lure Tommy to North Carolina, and Tommy came out and said that is not true. And I love the line that he said, that Steve Kerr is my Michael Jordan, and I'm proud to be an Arizona Wildcat. So, Bruce, what do you think about the news just really over the last week, and then Tommy saying that he's going to stick around for at least the next season?
It's exactly what I expected would happen, but I think there was an out. I mean, he made it clear he wanted to stay, but he was trying to protect his program, and they wanted some assurances, and, you know, and they gave more money to boot. So it was just, but I think the surprise was that it was now, you know, because I kind of thought from everything I had heard that if it didn't happen earlier this week, he didn't want to deal with it until after the tournament, because it is, you know, he's been saying it's a distraction, I'm still focused. And then he comes up here the day before the Final Four and says, I'm staying. So obviously his full focus wasn't on the team, but I think it was enough. And then he had his people and his agents or whoever working with this, and then he was probably getting informed. So I'm sure it was a limited thing, but it was still happening. And so there was a little bit of surprise the way that played out, but it, you know, it made sense. I mean, if you got leverage, you got to use it when you got to use it. And if it comes in the middle of the Final Four, so be it. And I think that's what was happening behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And then the, you know, I thought he had a lot of great things to say about North Carolina. Like he said, you know, it's a one of one job, you know, it's an honor to be even considered, you know, for that job. I think it, you know, Tommy understands the magnitude of, you know, of a job like that and what it would mean to take a job. But I also feel like Tommy, from just kind of culture and just kind of who he is, it'd be weird to see Tommy Lloyd at a place like North Carolina. To me, he seems like a Tucson guy. He's very laid back, very easygoing, very easy to work with, really good basketball coach. And I think the guys that he brings into the culture that he's been able to build at Arizona, I think it's more perfect for a program down in Tucson, Arizona, than, say, Chapel Hill.
That's exactly it. It's culture fit. And he's been, you know, he's talked a lot about that over the last couple of years. And there's no question. That's why I didn't think he really wanted to deep down go. But I think he would have if there was absolutely push came to shove and they weren't giving him anything that he wanted, and he sees the other teams passing him up as far as revenue share and NIL and all these things that matter a lot now, you know. And so, but I think, yeah, all things preferred. And I think they're taking a little bit of a gamble here, frankly, that things are going to work out, because you've got, an AD whose job it is to save money, and she's been working towards that. And you've got a school president who's relatively new and doesn't have a sports background. And so they're taking a gamble that these people are going to work with him and give them their faith that they're going to, support him in the way he wants. I mean, he thinks that, he said Arizona basketball is a locomotive, that everybody needs to be on board pushing this thing. And, it's that he knows, and I think, everybody in universities, high level programs knows this. You're not just giving the money. This is a marketing machine for the university. And so yeah. I think that's what they're selling them on. Like, hey, you got to help us. We're going to help you. And we're going to drive donations. We're going to drive admissions because we're going to win games. But you got to help us win games. That's what they're trying to talk about. And, kind of a different structure. I mean, it was interesting. Yesterday, you heard Brad Underwood here from Illinois. This had nothing to do with it, but somebody asked him about Illinois and the chance to win the Final Four. And the first thing out of his mouth was he said, I am so blessed here. I have support from my administration and we have great fans. And he said, my belief is coaches win games, administrators win championships.
Yeah,
I think Tommy Lloyd didn't say that, but I've got to think that there's part of him that probably believes that's true. And so they're hoping that they have the kind of administration support that they need. And especially in this hyper competitive environment where literally player roster budgets are going up millions of dollars every year, and you've got to compete if you want to be at this level, yeah. And you want to do that for your school. So,
and athletics helps out with enrollment, because I know that enrollment is down at the University of Arizona, and it's not just the U of A; it's a nationwide thing. This is a thing that's kind of like the aftermath of COVID a little bit over the last few years, but enrollment has been down, and it's not like anything that Arizona has done, but having a strong athletic department, strong athletics programs, that could certainly help out enrollment. Like Tommy Lloyd's not going to have this same effect, but like Nick Saban at Alabama, people don't realize he was responsible for millions and millions of dollars going towards the University of Alabama just for having a championship football program. And people want to go be a part of that. Bruce, I went to the U of A and I remember, talking to so many people that would come in from Chicago and all these other places. And they're saying, yeah, a big reason why I wanted to come to Arizona was to be around this basketball program. So I think that the administration, they understand like, okay, we have a really good thing going on with Tommy Lloyd, and we want to make sure that we preserve that and we keep that going, like the locomotive. And then, eventually more and more money is going to get poured into the University of Arizona on the academic side of things because of the great basketball program.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think
that football pays the bills, right? Football will always be, king, but like basketball is the thing at Arizona, the thing that brings so many people to Tucson.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think that it's right. It's a marketing machine, basically, at the end of the day. That's what basketball is for the university. And right there, it's just a weird thing because there's this intersection of U of A was in a financial crisis a couple years ago, is still pulling out of that. So they have to do things on that end. As you said, maybe enrollment's down. I'm not following the deal with that. I know there's been challenges with international students and all that, whatever, but basketball can maybe help that. So they're, I think that's the question is, does the administration think that it can help? Like, we're talking about here, and I'm sure that basketball is trying to make that impression. But again, you have an athletic director who was hired to save money, and you have a president who's relatively new with not a sports background. I don't know. I've had messages in to him, not been able to reach him. I don't know. But the question is, does he believe what you're saying? Does he believe that basketball is going to help him? It sounds like Tommy Lloyd would not have agreed to this if he doesn't believe that Garamella is gonna help him out and listen to him. But we'll see going forward.
Yeah, and that was one thing I was really interested in is, Garamella is a stark contrast to the previous guy, right? Robert Robbins, who was Jerry Jones-esque, a guy that had his hand involved in athletics. And I feel like if Robert Robbins was still the president, this would have been done before Arizona, went on a plane from San Jose back to Tucson, Arizona.
Again, he had experience and he was a sports guy. Drastic contrast with what U of A has now, as far as sports. I mean, he had, Garamella has all kinds of experience and prestige done things and, you know, whatever. I mean, there's no question. It's just a man to be a university president. You gotta know it all. And it's a question of, you know, I'm sure this has forced him to get up to speed about what's going on with basketball and make him decide, hey, is this that important? You know, and again, I don't think Tommy Lloyd would have agreed if he told him it's not that important.
Yeah.
So, you know, they sounds like, you know, maybe they're going to get on that locomotive, so to speak.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Tommy Lloyd is staying here, at least for next season. Well, and the contract extension is through the 2030-31 season. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's $37.5 million. So it averages $7.5 million. That counts all the what used to be Nike and outside money and all that stuff, additional duties, this and that. But it's, you know, it's about, you know, it, yeah, it takes them through. They're supposed to get me the term sheet. I haven't been able to get it today, hopefully soon, but, sure. there's always buyouts and escalator, you know, things that can change. But as of now, his old contract, the buyout was $9 million. As of today, I'm sure that number has increased. That's probably a trade-off that he had to make. He had to commit to them. So, but you know, that detail I don't know right now. Hopefully within a matter of hours I will though.
Okay. All right, Bruce, I know we got lots to attend to over the next you know, day or so leading up to the game between Arizona and Michigan. Final Four in Indianapolis, Arizona in its first Final Four since 2001. They'll play against Michigan on Saturday. Winner of that game will play against UConn in Illinois. I mean, if Arizona beats Michigan, Bruce, we could be looking at Arizona versus Kylan Boswell, the former Arizona point guard, one of the first point guards that Tommy Lloyd brought to Tucson, and a guy that, you know, didn't have the career that we all thought he was going to have when he, you know, came to Arizona, when he, you know, came as a, you know, was a 17-year-old point guard, early enrollee, or a guy that reclassified. I mean, he had a lot of promise as a freshman, especially in that second half of the season. And we're thinking, man, at point guard, this might be, you know, that next guy in line to be one of the best point guards to play at Arizona. And then, you know, things didn't go Kylan Boswell's way, and you know, he just didn't have the career that we thought he was going to have. And then he transferred to Illinois, his hometown school. He's from Champaign. And then on the other side, you've got Danny Hurley and UConn. Arizona played against these guys earlier in the season in Storrs, Connecticut, albeit Connecticut, they weren't at full strength. You know, a couple of guys that they have available now, they weren't in that game in Storrs, Connecticut. One of them being Terrace Reed, who's, you know, arguably their best player. Before we talk Arizona and Michigan, just kind of
and the other
that one. Match, Matt, that match
and the other one who just beat Duke on a ridiculous shot. Right,
oh yeah, Mullins. So. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What do you think about those two teams, Bruce? And you know, potentially, you know, Arizona facing them.
You know, I mean, this. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Oh. Maybe I lost Bruce. Okay. Hold on, see.
I tell the Wi-Fi, this is like the Wi-Fi is on. I mean.
Yeah, Illinois, UConn.
You know, it's hard to bet against UConn in the Final Four games. I mean, they lost in – or they – no. You know, this is a team that was considered a national contender at the beginning of the season and, you know, was considered – you know, expected to beat Arizona again without missing those two players and still a close game. They're really, really good. And so, you know, there is what, you know, I think if you're an Arizona fan or coach for that matter, you might be a little worried because this game against Michigan does sound like it's going to be a knockdown, drag out kind of deal. It's going to go down to the wire or close to. It's the late game of the night. You know, everyone could be exhausted, emotional, this and that, and then you got to turn around in 48 hours or less or whatever it is and the winner and play potentially UConn. And, you know, if they get – and that could be a tough situation too. So, you know, I think this Final Four, as are many of them, you know, that don't – now that there's really no Cinderellas in the tournament anymore or, you know, after the first weekend, you know, it could go either way anyway.
And let's, you know, quickly talk about Arizona versus Michigan, Bruce. I mean, you look at this matchup between these two teams. I mean, it kind of seems like the Spider-Man pointing gif of these two teams. Like, they're identical. I mean, because they got big front courts. They're both long. Yeah. They both have size. They're both really good. Like, I think, was it Michigan is like number two in college basketball in, you know, 2-point shots. And then in Arizona has the number two defense, or vice versa, or something like that.
They're 1-2, right? They're 1-2 in defense. They're both really good at 2-point percentage defense. Both really good at changing shots. I think Adai Mara has a higher shot blocking percentage than Krivas, but Krivas has that presence where he just, like, you know, guys don't want to mess with driving to the basket with that guy there. So, you know, they're very similar in that aspect, right?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and then even on the wing, you know, you have Jaxel Lendenborg playing a lot of three and four. He's super versatile, and, you know, and as is Ivan Karchenkov, who's also been kind of that, you know, they're kind of real Swiss Army knife, versatile defender. You know, he's going to be on them and see if he can slow him down. And, you know, it could come down to, you know, perimeter play or maybe who between those two front courts, you know, gets an edge in rebounding if either one does. And it could be maybe it's a tie on the boards. Who knows? It could be really, really tough.
Yeah, and people, when they look at the matchup, they're like, okay, whoever knocks down shots on the outside, they're probably going to win. And I think there's some truth to that, but I think really the key to this game, Bruce, is second chance points. Like, if Arizona can prevent Michigan from getting a lot of offensive rebounds and those second chance opportunities, and also fouling those guys, you know, if C.D. Gay, with all due respect to him, because I think he's going to have a good career at Arizona. But if Arizona is digging into their, you know, deep into their bench, and they're, you know, getting C.D. Gay some minutes, or even Evan Nelson, I think that might be a little problematic for Arizona. So I think staying out of foul trouble, preventing those second chance opportunities, and of course offensive rebounds, to me, that's the key to beat Michigan. And then, of course, if Anthony Delorso and Ivan Karchenkov and even Jaden Bradley, if those guys, you know, knock down some shots, I think Arizona will be in pretty good shape. But that trench battle, rebounds, I think that is the X factor.
Yeah, I think even more so than shooting, I think rebounding is it. I think you spoke to that. Arizona has a little better percentage in offensive rebounding and defensive, but they're both really good. But you're right, that can make a huge difference. You know, we've seen it with Arizona this year. They, you know, it's one reason they don't shoot a lot of threes, as we all know, is they know if they just pound it in or drive it in, they're going to get a basket. And if they don't get the basket, there's a good chance they're going to get an offensive rebound and put it back in and get something out of it, or pick up a foul. And, you know, not going to be so easy to do that against Michigan. But, you know, if they can get an edge there somehow, that could be enough.
Yeah. I mean, looking at some of the guys on Michigan, Jaxel Lendenborg, you actually just wrote about him, Bruce. What's unique about this guy's story and his college basketball journey?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of the best, it might be the best human interest story this season in college basketball, certainly in the Final Four. And a lot of people probably know this now, but he spent 3 years in Yuma, you know, was basically flunking out of high school, played video games, didn't care. He played video games all night and then slept through classes, was flunking out, and his mom, you know, shook him up. He wrote a thing for the Players Tribune about it. I think it was titled "How My Mom Saved My Life." And she basically, after a couple of different hard, tough love deals, told him, you know, you're taking community classes, getting a high school degree, and then sent him to a tryout camp for kids with Dominican heritage in New York. And he impressed some coaches there. Lo and behold, one of them is Arizona Western. They offered him a scholarship or whatever, and he flew out in the height of COVID in that 2021 year, and he said he cried on the plane flight from New Jersey to Arizona, and then, you know, spent 3 years in Yuma and actually grew to like it a little bit, but obviously at that point, you know, turned his life around, both as a student, you know, as a person, and certainly as a player. I mean, he became a two-time JUCO All-American, then went to UAB for a couple of years and stood out there, and then because they have this crazy rule, one of many rules based on a court injunction, players were able to play an extra year this year if they had played below Division I. So they counted that Arizona Western year, one of them. And here he is playing for Michigan, you know, and just one of the best players in the country.
Yeah. And
it's a tremendous story. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And hey, it ate a lot of Raising Cane's, right?
And that's what he said too. Yeah. In fact, I was there. We asked him about, what do you like about Yuma? And I thought maybe because he's got Puerto Rican Dominican heritage, I thought maybe he'd say something about the Mexican food or something. But he said, no, they went to Cane's like all the time. And he had good times just hanging out at Cane's, eating Cane's and shooting the bull or whatever. Like that was it. But hey, here's a guy who didn't want to leave his room before playing video games. And he got out, broke out of his shell, made some friendships, and really grew on the court, obviously. So it's really good story.
Here he is now leading Michigan to the Final Four. And they've got, lots of other really good players too. Merez Johnson, Ade Mara, Elliot Cadeau, their point guard. Is he okay? I heard he had a little allergic reaction. Is he going to be able to play?
I haven't heard the latest today. I didn't do any hardly Michigan. I mean, I've been like, as Tommy Lloyd would say, full focused on his team. I've been full focused on Tommy Lloyd and his contract deal. It's been insane having to do that and then all this other stuff and figure out. I honestly don't know.
We'll find out.
He's been terrific for them. I think he's even gained more confidence since LJ Kaysen's been out for them, and they've had to rely on him even more. And it's been good for him. He plays 34, 35 minutes a game and just been tremendous. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, if he's limited at all, that's a huge, huge thing. But I haven't heard the latest.
Well, we'll find out. That is my guy, Bruce Pasco. I'm Justin Spears. We're in Indianapolis right now for the Final Four. Arizona taking on the Michigan Wolverines Saturday night. We'll have all your coverage on Tucson.com, the Wildcaster mobile app. We are here. We got a whole team here. We got stories on stories on stories. We got photo galleries, videos, the whole nine. We're pumping out a bunch of great content. Well, so make sure you go to Tucson.com and the Wildcaster mobile app.
We're, very fortunate. We have four people here. We have you here. Kelly Presnell is photographer extraordinaire is here. And Kathy Birch on the news side. She's out and about talking to fans. And she was here for the practice. So it's really cool because a lot of times during the regular season, I'm the only one fortunate to go. And now we've actually got a team here. So we're going to. We are hitting it with a lot of stuff. So hopefully that works with everybody.
We're here to help you out, Bruce. You've only got two hands. You can't write and hold video or hold.
Oh, yeah. Well, you absolutely. That's what I'm saying. You guys help, and then we can hopefully pump out some more stuff, and hopefully it works for readers and everybody else too. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, no one better in the business than my guy, Bruce Pasco. Make sure you check out all of his work on Tucson.com. And the Wildcaster mobile app. We're here in Indianapolis. We'll have all your coverage all weekend long. Pick up a copy of the Arizona Daily Star when you can. Also get a subscription on Tucson.com and the Wildcaster mobile app. Hey, it's an app that's got all the sports stories, and not just the University of Arizona, but also community sports too. Things that are happening in Tucson, outside of the U of A. Go to the App Store, Google Play, download the Wildcaster mobile app, and get a subscription today. And don't forget also to subscribe, rate, comment the Wildcast on Apple and Spotify. And once again, I just want to give a huge thank you to Pima Federal Credit Union. This episode of the Wildcast is brought to you by Pima Federal. Whether you're saving for your first car, buying a home, growing your business, or all of the above, Pima Federal puts your goals first. Pima Federal offers personalized solutions, competitive rates, and expert guidance every step of the way. Because of Pima Federal, banking isn't just about money, it's about you. Learn more at PimaFederal.org. And like I said, we're here in Indianapolis all weekend long, and we'll see you next time.